All right, so what we're doing here is, this is a piece by Rav Moshe Shapiro Zatzal, of blessed memory. Zichuso Yogeinu Leinu, from a while ago. Wow. Tavshin and Tet. Okay. So the person who takes these pieces, I get a pamphlet from a gentleman in Lakewood, who's been transcribing the Shurim for many years now, Moshe Antevi. And he does a fantastic job of capturing basically almost verbatim what Moshe said. Okay, so this is on the subject of Chodesh Elul. So, Lefum Riata, Chodesh Elul, who's man hachana the Rosh Hashanah. Right? So basically, you know, Chodesh Elul is a time for preparation for Rosh Hashanah. Achein, the Torah says, Lohiskir. Achein b'tor lo hiskir mila achat al Rosh Hashanah. It doesn't mention anything about Rosh Hashanah. V'zeh lashon, Tanya, b'pikid Rabbi Elazar, b'barosh Chodesh Elul, amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshe, Allah alai hahara. It said to Moshe, Hashem said to Moshe, come up, go up the hill, ascend the hill. Sha'az olal kabel luchos achronos, because that's when he went to get the second set of luchos. They have your shofar b'machan, and they blew the shofar at that moment. Moshe ala lahar, shelo yitu od achar avodas kilun. And the idea was, they blew the shofar, Moshe goes up, but the idea of the shofar blowing was that they shouldn't mess up again with avodah zarah. V'HaKadosh Baruch Hu nit'ala b'oso shofar. Shenemar Allah alokim b'tshuva Hashem b'kol shofar. So like, Hashem is in the shofar blow. Now, what that you could say is that the idea of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is embedded in that shofar blast, whether it's, say, literally or figuratively, that the idea was that that shofar blast says, one God, no Avodah Zarah, like that kind of thing. So like maybe you understand it when you say that Allah Elokim B'Tshuva Hashem B'Kol Shofar, the nature of the blast that they made at the time when Moshe went up to get the second luchos at the beginning of Rosh Chodesh Elul had that element of like message, no Avodah Zarah. L'chein hitkinu chazal shihu tokim b'Rosh Chodesh Elul b'chol shana v'shana. And after that, that was the model. So for every year that to follow, you would have a shofar blast on Rosh Chodesh Elul, the Chol HaChodesh, and then on top of that, the whole entire month, Kedei Lahaz here in Yisrael, Sheyasu Tshuva, so that it would be warning to us to do Tshuva. Shenemar Im Yitaka Shofar Bi'ir Va'am Lo Yecharadu. You're going to have a shofar blast in the city. People are not going to get like shaken up. V'Kedei La'arvev HaSatan, and also to confuse the Satan. V'Chei Nogin Ba'ashkenaz Tatkoa B'Chol Boker Ve'erev Achar HaTfilah Ad Kan Lashono. So that was the Torah. So therefore, they had this minhag in Ashkenaz. They would blow the shofar not just in the morning, but also in the evening after davening. Behind the meikar takanas chazal tzarich letkav b'rosh chodesh lehosif hator gam kol chodesh. So the idea, really, if you want to look at the idea of this minhag, was the first day of the month, because that's corresponding to what happened when Moshe goes up to the mountain to get the second set of luchos. Ubehem shechevi. There was also this custom, which we see by our brothers, by the Edut Mizrach, that they also start from Rosh Chodesh Elul. They start doing slichos, which not during Rosh Chodesh itself. I'm not sure if it starts tomorrow or if they start on Sunday. In our case here, the Rav Kon Tzedek minhag shtei yeshivot lomar slichos v'tachanun be'arseis mitshuva. And then there was this other idea that you just said it like we do from the Aseres Mitshuva, and then we do it a couple days before that because we want to have 10 days of slichos, which Rosh Hashanah, and 2 days Rosh Hashanah. So we do it either three, whatever it is, do a couple of days before the Aseres Mitshuva. V'chein Amar Rav Amram b'Aseres Mitshuva mashkim leveis haknesses b'chol yom u'matchil shatz ashrei v'kadosh u'matchil tachanun u'misayim v'anachnu l'neidah v'kadosh. Okay, fine. So that's like our model of how we say slichos. Fine. Which is interesting that the model is to say it before davening. Like the idea of saying it at 10 o'clock at night, not exactly the way. It was the idea of getting up early in the morning. Okay, fine. V'amar of Hai, minhag lomar tachanunim b'hanach asosim l'chud, that it was davka during these 10 days. But we see that some places they had this idea from the beginning of the month. The Amre Debe Salik Moshe Lahar Bepam Gimel Vinachas Bluchos Shnios Biyom HaKippurim. So Moshe went to the mountain the third time and came down with the Luchos, the second set of Luchos on Yom Kippur. V'chol ha-mosev levakesh rachamim zechus hulo. And anybody who is mevakesh rachamim, right, the more, the better. V'inom min hagenu kanach dekaimim Rosh Chodesh Elul. So our minhag is not to start from Rosh Chodesh Elul ad kana shono. Fine. Another, again, he's quoting the Torah. V'lo baror kavanaso v'efshoshan nusach amiti b'ha'ataka sachuva hu v'anu min hagenu aval lo ma'ashmakein. V'eino min hagen, right? See, it says not, and here it says maybe that is our v'anu that our minhag is. Either way, we obviously know our minhag is around the aseres mitzuva. Nisach svard is from the beginning of Rosh Chodesh. Okay, I'll call upon him. Ha'idna Rosh Chodesh Elul hu hazman shasvardim atchilim l'kum v'lo mar slichos v'hashgnazim atchilim l'tka b'shofar. So we have, our minhag is to blow shofar, and when it comes to them by the svardim, they do slichos, all from the beginning of Rosh Chodesh. Ach loze v'loze hu b'glal Rosh Hashanah. But what his point that he's saying here is not, it's, the driver is not Rosh Hashanah. Ki im mi'in ha'ma'ura shal chodesh elul gufa. It's a chodesh elul dale. Is nothing to do with getting ready for Rosh Hashanah. Ella Ella Yeshlo Din Moed Naatzmo Ve'Enon Tafel L'Shem Davar Acher V'Nishlach Del Mod Lavin Et Ha'Inyan Kitsa. So what he's saying here is this is an El is not like we all say, okay, we're getting ready for Rosh Hashanah. No, this is a din in El. Okay, so Taman Taninan. So we learned Ba'arba Prakim Ha'Olam Nidon. There are four times that the world is judged. Pesach al atfua, betzeres al peiros ha'ilan, b'rosh hashanah kol be'olam over in the fun of kavidei maron, v'chag nidon alamayim. So Pesach is for the tfua, atzeres is for the peiros ha'ilan, Rosh Hashanah, Tishrei, al Tishrei, everybody comes in front of God like sheep to be judged, and when it comes to circus, we're judged on the water. Because of Shem Haran, Vizela Shona, and Rosh Hashanah, Yesha Sholama Adam Nidim Rosh Hashanah Yotem Bashar Yamim. So, what is it about Rosh Hashanah that became a day of judgment? The Vishlam Mashar Dvaram Dahainu. Tvua Upeir Se Ilan Mayan Kol Echa Bizmano Nidon Kidamrina Bagmar. The reason why those are judged then is because that's when they start, right? That's when they become mission critical. Therefore, we're judged then. Ava Adam Lama Nidon Yoter Mi Rosh Hashanah Mishar Yamim. I come Lashana Kushyasa. So the Ron's question is, what about, why is Rosh Hashanah on Aleph Tishrei? What's going on in Aleph Tishrei? Ubiterutza Harishon Maisi, Mihapsikta, the Chaf He Elul Hu Yom Rishon Shalmasa Bereshis. The 25th of Elul is the first day of creation. Ubahemshach Kasam Shuhu Smach Laminhag Be Barcelona Lokome Az Bashmoras Velomar Slichos. That they started saying Slichos on the 25th of Elul, from the beginning of the creation of the world. Daha Hech Shayach Lishon Bizman. Shaholam Nivra. Right, so how can you be sleeping when the world was being created? Fine. Aval Haran Dacha Min Hagzeh, the Hakaimalan Debenisa Nivra Holam, Ve'en Shum Inyam Miyuchad Liyom 25th of El. Right, so he's saying that the Min of Barcelona was to start saying Slichos on the 25th of El because their understanding was that was when the world started being created. But according to our understanding, no, the world was really created 25th of Adar. Right, it would start, and then Aleph Nisan is when man was created. Avarak l'Rosh Chodesh Elul ov l'Arsers Mitzuva k'mo shehevi ator ha-mehagonim, ach k'muvan adayin nishar hasmach l'minhag Barcelona shahayu tekife olam. So, really, it would be nothing to do with Rosh Hashanah, or this, let's just say it this way, it should be nothing to do with 25th of Elul. Rather, we have this idea of either the beginning of Elul, I'm sorry, beginning of Elul, Rosh Chodesh Elul, or the Aseres Me'etshuva. This idea of saying it before the Aseres Me'etshuva, of the 25th of Elul, Minhag Barcelona, but he didn't hold it away. Belafi de'azu, hare yom b'riyas ha'adam hu Rosh Hashanah. But what it comes down is net-net. What's Rosh Hashanah? Is the day that man was created. V'yishasham b'chazal d'b'shas d'b'shat shi'as nitzdava. On the ninth hour, he was commanded. v'avor sha'achas mi'atzi v'chata. And then an hour later, he sinned. V'sha'achar kach nidon. And then an hour later, he's judged. V'sha'achar kach yatsa b'dimam. He leaves quietly. Amar le HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Adam Rishon, zeh siman lebanecha, k'shem shamadta lefanei b'din b'yom zeh, v'yatzata b'dimam kach atidan banecha liyot omdim lefanei b'yom hazeh, v'yotzim b'dimam, mikan smach lama adam nidon b'Rosh Hashanah yotim b'shar yamin. So net, the Ron tells us that the reason why Rosh Hashanah is Alf Tishrei is because that's when man was created. Even though this whole idea of which one is it? Is it Nisan Tishrei? But the idea of the principle is that Aleph Tishrei, maybe we'll say that Aleph Machshav, that he should be created then. But the idea is that the reason why we're having a Rosh Hashanah to be judged is because that was when man was created. Because of Aram Behemshev, was Elish Nomihu. Hani Milik Rabbi Lazar, Asyan Ti'ilu Rabbi Yeshua, Damar Benisa Nivra Ha'olam. Now, if you hold like Rabbi Yeshua, who said that the world was created, that man was created Aleph Nisan, then this whole thing doesn't work. Akati, so I guess according to this, I'm not sure if it's Hadikaimalan, I guess. But at least it gives us a little bit of an explanation as to what the idea of why Rosh Hashanah becomes a Yom HaDin for man. Venerally, Sharatza Hamakom Lizakot at Yisrael Bedinam. Right? So Hashem wanted to give us an opportunity to be meritous through in our judgment. Ratza Ladonotam Bizman Shehukvu Lekapar Veslicha. So why is it around here? Because it's a time of forgiveness of Kapar Vlafisha Nidratza Kadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael Yom Kippurim Hukva Yom Slicha Ladoros. Bottom line is Yom Kippur was the day when Moshe came down with those set of luchos. It was clear that God had truly forgiven us, right? So that is the day of Kapara. So from that day on, Yom Kippur became the Yom HaKippurim, Yom of Atonement. L'ficha gazar Hashem shehei adam nidam b'Rosh Hashanah. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu, from that point, said, okay, I want to give these guys a good shot. So I'm going to make Rosh Hashanah the Yom HaDin, she'tzadikim gemurim nechtavim nechtavim le'altar l'chaim, ubeinonim harei gzar din shalehem eino nechtam ela ad Yom HaKippurim, shehu Yom Slicha v'Kapara. So the guys, the average guy is going to have to wait till Yom Kippur for the closing of his din. So v'reinatna lehem taras man kidei shebo yishvash b'shu b'maseim yashuvu el Hashem. So basically, you would look at it like this. Yom Kippur is the day. And we're going to build around Yom Kippur because if Yom Kippur is a day of atonement, so then I'm going to give you time to prepare for it so Rosh Hashanah will become the Yom HaDin. Okay, so now, V'tzarch bir, V'elu shnei hashlavim shel haritzoi, V'od hayashlav nosav kodem lahem. So you have these levels or periods, let's call it periods, right? So each of these different periods, right? So you have two periods or levels, you want to say, but you have this additional level, the Berosh Chodesh Elul Nitratza Kodesh Baruch Hu Moshe Rabbeinu La'alot Lahar Bechlal Kedei Lekabel HaLuchos HaShniyah Shehored B'Yom HaKippurim. So the day that of Rosh Chodesh Elul is that day when things started, when he was already given that opportunity to now come back up to get the deal done 40 days later with the Yom Kippur. Now, and that was like the idea that when Hashem says to Moshe, go make yourself a second set of tablets, that was on Rosh Chodesh Elul. Okay, now. That when at the time of the Chedegel Hashem turns to Moshe and says, listen, let's just take care, let's get rid of these guys, and let's start over, reset button, and we'll make you into a great nation. At that time of the Chet HaEgel, on Shavuot HaBatam, let's say the breaking of the tablets was on the 17th of Tammuz, but around that whole segment there, right? So Hashem basically said, I'm done with these guys. But Az Amad Moshe Rabbeinu Bahar Abarim Yom Barbarim Laila. So Moshe goes up for 40 days, 40 nights. The Nechleku Harishonim Im Haisa Pam Achos Oshne Pam. That's a question. Was it one time or two times? Which, if you were paying attention a few weeks ago in the Parashios, it was the actual text is very confusing as to how many times Moshe actually did go up. Did he go up like twice, or was it one time? Either way, but the bottom line is Bikesh Rachim Malenu. And through Moshe's davening for us, Hashem, event, like at that point when he finally forgave us, he was willing to like look at us again. Meaning he was so disgusted with us, he's ready to say, throw in the towel, I'm done, only to have Moshe turn it around. But at that point in time, Hashem was like, you're dead to me. So this is a very interesting idea. That at that time, so from the time of Shavasar B'Tammuz until Rosh Chodesh El, when he gave Moshe the nod to come up, he wrote us off. So from that period of time, in a sense, we did not have any type of standing or any type of, we didn't exist in a certain sense, is what he's saying. Elagam ein lanu lefshirut shalkiyam. De ein lanu alma lamod bechlal, ki ovadnu et etzem zechut hakiyam. We were like completely lost to the point where we had no standing whatsoever. So now we have to explain this. But what he's saying is that we have to understand, like we read these things and we don't like think about like what the ramifications are. But what we're saying here is that when Hashem says to Moshe, let's get rid of these guys, let's start over, that at that point in time, we were no longer. Hashem completely did not recognize us any longer. Now, by God not recognizing somebody, that means that they do not exist any longer. They have no, they're not in existence. Because if God wills us to be, if God says, I'm pulling the plug here, then the game's over. So between those periods, we have to understand what he's saying is that we were literally not, we just didn't have rights to exist at that point. Okay? So now, with that understanding, has this idea of Rosh Chodesh Elul, is if you look at the idea of the Lashon of Ani, the first letter, Ani, Aleph, Lamed, Vav, Lamed, it spells Elul, this idea of Elul having this special, you know, love relationship between us and Hashem. Beber Hetev Kosav, Mi Hash, right? Hashem is going to circumcise your heart. Hashem is going to, in a certain sense, open our hearts, okay? And the hearts of our children. And that also spells El. So El has this idea, an element of a closer relationship, one of intimacy. Va'od, yesh remez shemuzkar b'kadmon m'masher kosev b'ari miklat, right? So now there's also a hint within the idea within Er Miklat, which we see, if you think about it, like it's popped up a number of times in the Parshios of Dvarim. And here he's quoting from in Sefer Shmos, but the idea of that Elul has this element of Er Miklat, of being able to run to a place of sanctuary. Nay, Parshas Ari Miklat, who Parsha Gedola Me'od B'Torah, V'Ali B'Demes Hari B'Zeh Siyim Moshe Rabbeinu Ata Torah. The truth is, if you pay attention, Er Miklat is a very important subject that you find in the Torah, and that Moshe finishes the Torah, so to speak, with the subject of Er Miklat. The HaTorah Mestayim Be'etzem B'Sefer B'Midbar. If you think about it, really, the four books, it ends, Bamidbar is the end of the Torah that Hashem dictates to Moshe. And then Devarim is Moshe giving his 36 days of his final, you know, will and testament, right? So in a sense, Bamidbar is really the end of that Torah. Ki sefer Devarim hu Mishnah Torah. V'sof Bamidbar mistayemet parshas maase v'maase debanas slavchad sheyu yulivnei dodehem lenashim asher zehu mitzvah l'shah aval ha-mitzvah achrona l'dor, the last mitzvah that Hashem gives us that has is a long term, not a temporary thing, is which what is that of Ari Miklat l'fnei zeh de parasha arucha shel Ari Miklat. So what does it say there?
Right?
v'chule v'lo tikhu kofer l'nus el ir miklato v'chule v'lo tachnifu et ha'aretz asher atem ba v'lo titame et ha'aretz asher atem yoshim ba asher ani shochem b'tocha ki ani Hashem shochem b'toch v'Yisrael v'ikruv roshei avos v'chule. Hinei, sham nemar. So it says there in talking about the mitzvah of ir miklat, et sholosh ha'arim tach titnu me'ever liyar din ve'et sholosh ha'arim titnu be'aretz kanan v'nosav l'zenemar parsha shoftim. Now in our parsha, ki v'im yarchiv Hashem lekecha et bulcha kasher nishba lavatecha v'natan lecha et kol aretz asher diber latet lavatecha ki tishmur et kol ha'mitzvah hazot la'asata asher anochi mitzvahecha hayom li'avos Hashem lekecha v'lalachis bedrachav kolayim v'yosavta lecha od sholosh ha'arim al ha'sholosh ha'ele. You're going to add an additional three. If you're going to be good, Hashem's going to expand the territory, and now you're going to have to add another three Ari Miklat. And these, Ve'elu Shalosh Arim, Hanasavas Hein Be'eretz, Keni, Knezi, Ve'kadmoni. Asher Gam Heim Huftechu La'avram, Avinu Be'bris Ben Masarim, Hanasav L'eretz Shivat Hamim. So that there's going to be the 10 nations, right? So the land of the seven nations, this is an additional three, lands of the additional three nations. Aval Dain Lo Nechbeshu, they've not been conquered. Allah Akiva Shalahem, who betanai shekol klai Yisrael yitkaimu et kol Torah. When are you going to conquer those additional lands of the three nations? Is when everybody's keeping the Torah. Like it says, ki tishmor et kol ha-mitzvah hazot v'chulei kol ha-yam. Fine. Now, v'hikshar Rambam, v'zeh l'shono, v'hinei davar baruhu, ki ha-shiva goyim atzmam lo yirshu otam be'avram ala Torah. Right? So that we know that you're not going to take over the territory of the seven nations when you're not keeping the Torah. Kasher Amar, Pam Rabim. L'man tichyu v'asim v'yirashtim es'aretz, l'man asher tavo al aretz, ki im tishmor, tishmorun et amkal mitzvah hazot, v'rish Hashem et kol agayim ha'ilab milifnechem, v'kasher avar achein al acherim, v'u'ish achad, ne'amar v'lo yuchlu b'nei Yisrael akum lifnei avivehem, aref yifnu lifnei avivehem, imkein, mahatnai hazeh, asher yitna v'sholosh ha'amim min ha'ilab l'vadam, v'im yarchiv Hashem lekecha esk v'lcha, ki tishmor et kol mitzvah. So he's saying biblically, you want to say that the additional three, the territory of the additional three is going to be predicated on the Jews keeping the Torah. So wait a second. the initial, you know, area of the seven nations is predicated on the Jews keeping the Torah. So what are you talking about? That if they're going to start keeping? I mean, the whole kibush is based on the Jews behaving themselves and doing what they're supposed to do. So what are you saying? That there's going to be a harchavas, there's going to be this expansion based on them doing everything? So now, if that's like the baseline for everything. So the first seven, already from the time that they came out of Egypt, and at the time that they were in the Midbar, the whole game plan was that they were going to be, God saw, the game plan was that they were going to be deserving of settling the territory of the seven nations. And that's what's going on here. But this additional, aval al hashlosh ha-nisharim, hisna ki tishmor et kol ha-mitzvah, la'avos Hashem la'lechis b'drachav, v'ulamar she'yikaimu kulam et kol ha-torah kula, v'ein shem mitzvah t'liya b'chach, zulati sholosh ha-arim ha-ileh. So he's saying that this additional, right? This additional territory of the three is that they have to keep the mitzvos together, all of them, love Hashem, and go in His path. It's not one. You have to keep. It's a package that you're going to keep. Mavur de amnam. Vadaitzar kol klai yisrael kaimet kol haTorah kula tamid, aval kasher yikaimu kulam kol haTorah kula hareza darga gedola meod. So the truth is that we're always supposed to be keeping the entire Torah, but practically speaking, but when we do, then that's a higher level, meaning as a total nation. Umaschar mekablin kishe masigin zot v'yasaf del chod shalosh arim. V'ein shum mitzvah ba'olam shetaloi b'tzur kazo shalkiyam haTorah halo davarhu. Right, so this is very unique. That we're saying that in this specific area, we see this relationship of keeping the entire Torah and then having this expansion and setting up these additional Ari Miklat. But this is kind of like, we have to think about, like, what does that mean? So, Vyo Tamatuva Shaharei Hasikoihu Pachos Me Ephes Shebizmanahu Sheikaimu Kulam Kolatara Kula Yavo Adam. So, now here's a question, okay? Let's put this into. So, what do we say? So, you're all doing the. You're all like really like in the zone. You're doing what you're supposed to be doing. So, now you're keeping the whole Torah. Now, you're telling me Yavo Adam Lertzach et Chaver Vafil Beshogeg. So you're saying you're doing great, therefore expansion, adding on an additional three, which means that you're going to have more killing, not less, which is, the whole thing doesn't make sense. The whole, right, the whole, if A equals B, equal, you know, it's like, so if you're doing the right thing, you're going to be rewarded with this expansion. But now you're at, you have to add on an additional three, which means that you're going to be getting ready for a mess of people dying or being killed. Let's say it that way. Ubekitzer yesh lavin mahu inyan hamitzvah. So what is this Ir Miklat thing about anyway? V'hachazinan sheyesh b'Torah esek gadol b'zeh. We said the Torah spends a lot of time on this, right? Right, so Moshe sees it's not even going to really take effect, but he wanted to have the opportunity. So, but what is the point here? Vahare. Dagam shelo pal klum, right? Moshe did not accomplish anything practically because he needed the other three in Eretz Yisrael to be in effect for these to actually take hold. But he wanted to prepare for it. And what's the point of this whole thing? Is to be able to save the guy who killed somebody by accident. Right here, he's going to be, he's basically fair game, and the Ir Miklat's there to save the guy. So then what's going, so again, we need to understand Ir Miklat. V'neshtadel lavin parashat stuma zu. Ach, ein biyadenu lehitamek v'larchiv ba yoter midai, ela rak kefima sheyesh lirot b'chitzonios hadavarim mehama'at mizair shekilu lanu rabaseh. So he says that we're not going to get deep into it, but we're going to be able to reveal a little bit of what has been revealed to us from our teachers. Hinei. Ari Miklat, Kashur Lechovas Galos. We see that Ir Miklat is connected to the idea of exile. But Kamosha Kain Hitchil B'Kayin Shahaya HaRotzeach HaRishon. We see that it all starts at the beginning when Kayin killed, right? He's the first Rotzeach. Right? V'Kamosha Kosev Hein Garashto Oti Hayom Me'al Pnei Hadama U'Mipanecha Asater V'Hayiti Nava Nad Baretz U'Mimshim Shalo Hayalo Makom Ba'olam V'Rotzeach B'Shkaga Golol Ari Miklat. So that the idea that when the guy kills, he doesn't have a place. He's missing his makom, and he has to go to an Ir Miklat. Everything has a place in this world. The idea of a place is that it gives a object the ability to be. Mikayem makom, makom place, has the same idea as it's sustaining, right? So, but amnam vaday kol davar tzar harbe yoter me'asher makom kedei liyot kayim befal. Everything needs a place in order to be able to exist. Avabali makom hare ein chesrono behatanim hanitzrachim lekiyumo befal ki im be'etzem ha'afshar lekiyumo de'mekomo hu shemamid oto al raglav. It gives a person the ability to stand. Okay, so remember, we said all the way at the beginning that what, after the Chedei Egel, that basically Hashem said, Moshe, listen, let's call this a day. Let's get rid of these guys, and let's start over with you. Moshe sits there for 40 days, beseeching Hashem to change his mind. Comes Rosh Chodesh Elul, Hashem says, okay, I'm going to give these guys another shot. So between that time, we said that they had no standing, right? So now we're saying that the idea of a place, of makom, is that it gives us the ability to exist, to be. Achmi she'etzem kiyumo hu siba lehefsed kiyumo shel chavero Ein lo makom b'olam. If a person is responsible for taking away someone else's existence, he does not have a place in this world. The etzem ha-hechi timsa l'kiyumo nilkecha mimenu mishum she'i efshar liyot kiyum kazeh. V'zem sh'amar b'parashas ari miklat. V'la'aretz lo yichupar l'adam asher shufach ba ki'im b'dam shufcho. Right? So that when a person takes someone else's life, so then he himself has no rights left for his own existence. V'zeh ha'inyan shel kol ha'galas klum. This really is what the whole idea of exile. The kashemir meichal te'enu galinu meretzenu. Because of our sins, we were exiled from our place. Harei ein hakavana shehetaknu mikom meinu l'makom acher. It's not that we were taking this place and going elsewhere. Ela habaris baruch ba'asa banu akira b'li hanacha. V'nesharnu b'li makom. Hashem is like taking us up. He's lifting us. He's uprooting us. But not giving us anywhere else to go. Mishum shehamakom shalmanu hu b'makom acher, v'huftachnu b'tochacha, u'begoyim ha'heim lo targiyah v'lo yeh manoach l'kaf raglecha, v'ayinu she'en lanu makom. When we're exiled, we have no place. We're literally navanad v'aretz, like that, this idea of wandering, because we, when we're taking from our place, we no longer have that makom has been removed. V'tam de milsa barak, sh'arei od mehachet harishon yadanu shechet hu hefseid chayim. What we understand is that from the beginning of time, when Adam sinned, it was that which took away, that brought death to the world. Da'achet ha'gadol harishon hevi mavis l'chol ha'olam kulo, aval harei ein misa ebelo chet ve'ein yisurim belo avon. We don't have death or suffering without sin. V'chol chet hu katle kulo opalge l'mechza l'shoshara. Right? So every sin, in a sense, removes our ability to exist. So in essence, every sin, in a certain sense, brings the need for going out into exile. Ki hakiyum shalanu hefech liyot siba misa vehefsid kiyum. V'lachein anu mafsidin et malas hamakom shu zeh hamekayim. So when we sin, we're taking away our ability to exist, in a sense, a measure of our existence and rights to exist are removed. And so too, our place where we're able to be is also the kol kiyum shehu keneged hamikayim mafsidat hamikayim v'hamakom. Right, so that every type of anything that has to do with our being able to exist, when we do something that's counter to that, it takes away from the place and our ability to be. Avachiv galus lehetya b'torahu alchet retzichas nefesh mamish mikomakom zeu shorish kolagos. So you see that the model of galus in the Torah is around killing somebody, about a person's existence, right? But in essence, all sin takes away from our ability to be. But now we understand that place is connected to our ability to exist as well. Hashem, by giving us Ir Miklat, gives a person who lost their place a new place to be able to, I guess, regain footing in a sense. V'lachein hu parsha gedola ma'od. Mishum she nitzchadish b'zeh gidrei makom im kol hakarach b'zeh dihara miklat hu makom chadash umikayim chadash she nivra b'shomi she hifsid et mekoma. So in a certain sense, it's a rehab center, right? It's allowing someone to gain back their ability to be, which they had lost. Ach im lo hayta parsha kazo b'tara v'mitzias lo haya makom b'shvil mi she hifsid et mekoma lo haya kore shemi she gola yachtu b'mekoma. You never have a possibility to be able to go back to your place. So Hashem, in a sense, this is like the idea of the possibility of tshuva, right? So this is one approach to the idea of what Ir Miklat is. It's allowing someone who's lost their place to have a place to go to be able to work towards regaining their place. But now we understand why, when the guy's not in that place, meaning the killer, he's not protected when he's not inside. The Efshel Lahargo, Lo Rak Goel Hadam, Krovo Shel Hahoreg, Ki Yachas the Livaro, Avagam Koladam, In Chayevin Alav, Kimavor Begmar Benifsak Lalach Baramam. Anybody can kill this guy when he's not in that Ir Miklat. Bahariyacholiot, Adam Zar, the Gamre, Velo Afilu Karav, the Goel Hadam, Begami Techen Shaino Yodea Kikola Klal, Shadam Azehu and Seth. So basically, this guy is, if you kill him, you're clean. When he's not there. He killed by accident. He's running to the Ir Miklat. He's not there yet. He's fair game. Dilarak wrote some how you garim barim miklat the haim nitnu l'leviyim. Ve'et harim hasher titnu l'leviyim sheish arei hamiklat hasher titnu l'nushama harotzeach v'aleim titnu arbarim b'shtayim ir. So the arei l'leviyim were included in this count. So you had 48 arei l'leviyim. 42 plus 6. The im toshav ha'ir ra'a adam yotze michutz la'ir v'ratzcho nefesh min barach ha'kach shahaya rotzeach b'shkaga enu chayv misa. V'abir hu shemichutz harim ha'miklat ein ha'rotzeach b'metzias amitid. When the guy's out to their miklat, he has no place. He has no existence. The ein lo shum makam acher v'shum mekayim acher v'shum zechus hakiyam. The hum hifsid et ha'mekayim shalo v'ein lo dam kichol adam el arehu kimeis she'ein lo dam. So here we have guy kills. He's lost his ability for place. He's lost the ability to exist. So now he needs to go to this other place that will give him an alternate option of a place. But when he's not in that place, he's like almost like walking dead. He doesn't exist. And so if he was actually technically killed, the person who killed him would not be responsible. Vinay. Tilas Yerusha Haaretz Hayta Be'Eber Hayarden Shekavash Mashurin Haaretz Hasichon Ve'og Ve'al Zeh Nemar V'Sichon Melech Amari Ve'Lo'og Melech Havashan Navinatan Artsam Nachal Nachal Yisrael Amo Asher Al Kol Echa Ve'Echa Nemar Ki Lo'olam Chasto. Right? And each of these things we say, we praise Hashem, His, you know, forever His Chesed. The Achareze In Chilin Ha'Bar Yisparach Eretz Shiva Amin Fine. So eventually we're going to take over those areas as well, which is basically, we're talking Jordan. What are we saying? Jordan? Yeah, basically the Jordan area. I don't know what else would be covered, but you're going to see that expansion. Maybe it would cover, I don't know, whatever. But the idea of our, when we are capturing lands, it's our overcoming the evil, the ra. So therefore, it has to be in stages. And then the 31 malachim shekavash Yeshua. Aval od yesh shlosha amim she'em biyadein lechvosh kais elav delatid lavo yachad im amon v'moav v'alum hashim b'harzim l'shmodas harisav v'haisav l'shem hamelucha v'eila ha'amim heim mitoch habayas shalanu deheim todos lot v'esav mitoch ha'haj mishpacha shal Avram Avinu. So these, who are these nations? Esav, right? Moav. These are all coming from Lot and Esav, all of our family. That's when, I guess, we differentiate ourselves by keeping the Torah entirely, that will be the opening for us to take over those lands as well. Fine. In order to go up levels, you have to have more merit. Right, we don't have standing to be able to go into the king's palace, into his courtyard, or into his, I would call better, like his court. The etzem hiyuto sham nechshav merida malchus. Right, if we don't have standing, we can't go in there. It would be crazy. So that would be like rebelling against the king. So we know this idea that we can all go to a certain part of the Beis HaMikdash, and then the Kohen Gadol is the one who can really go all the way within the Kadosh HaKadoshim.
Right,
Ever Hayardin Tzarech Arei Hamiklat Shel Ever Hayardin Veretz Yisrael She Kedushata Lamalim Yisrael Tzarech Arei Miklat Acherim She Notin In Lamakom Gam Lamasha Korasham Vare Miklat Dila Atid Lavo Yu Makom B'Shvil Mi She Ein Lamakom Memreches Ahi Shel Makom. It's interesting. So he's saying like this, that technically, like the idea of the Eir Miklat that is in the land of Israel, as opposed to the ones that are in Ever Hayardin, serve as different people. And that the guy who's in Eber Yardin needs to go to the Eir Miklat that's there because it's suited to him. And it's not the same as in terms of the nature of the one that's found there, Yisrael. That there's a different element there that it specifically addresses those who live in that area. Okay, fine. But v'nimsa shekol kivush hu hidagro nosefes shel chalos kedushas haaretz. That each of the conquerings has a different element within the, and I guess you would look at it that each one has a different type of sanctity. It's interesting that area, the three Amim that will eventually be conquered, has even a higher level of sorts, which is kind of interesting, which we don't have the rights to at this point. Okay. So what's this idea of the Gol Adam, the Redeemer, is coming to kill the guy who killed his relative accidentally? But the idea is to give someone a place who doesn't have his place. So it's interesting. Here's a guy. He loses his place. He loses his standing. He needs to go to this other place, and that's the only thing that gives him the ability to live. The second he leaves that place, and he's not ready to go back, he has no standing, which we saw, practically speaking, he can get killed by anybody. So now bringing it back to where we are at. So at the time of the Chet Egel and Shavuos HaBetamuz, we lost our standing. The same kind of outgrowth of the sin of that. These happened in stages. The ultimate was Yom Kippur, where we finally, like, everything was finalized. But in the process, so from Rosh Chodesh Elul was the beginning of us regaining our ability to exist. Rabbi the lo hayashim ritzoyaz, right, so at the beginning of Rosh Chodesh Elul, we still weren't there. So the final thing where God really forgave us and gave us back our ability to be was on Yom Kippur. But the thing that allowed it to happen was the beginning of Rosh Chodesh Elul. The possibility of going up and making the second set of luchos started on Rosh Chodesh Elul. Right, so that the ability to get back our place was started at Rosh Chodesh Elul. But yeter bir namar the ein shem kiyum ba'olam zulat ritzon yisbarach. Right. Any existence really is completely, nothing exists except for the Ritzon Hashem. The Rak Ad Kama Shehu Yisbarach Rotze Banu Ad Kidei Kach Nuchal Deit Kayim. Aval Hare Achare Achet Su Lo Rotze Banu. V'gam Biki Shanichal Hanichal Li V'yichar Api V'ahem V'achaleim. Herif Mimeni V'ash Mideim Kasher Tzar Mimeitanu Ritzono Lo Hayalanu Makom Ba'olam. When God said to Moshe, I'm done with these people, the ramifications were we had no standing. He opened up the possibility of us being coming back to that place of standing. So what we accomplished on Rosh Chodesh Elul was the opening of getting back to having standing. The place of something is only if it has a possibility of existing. Right? Like, meaning, like, you can't live on Mars. You know, you can't, like, the possibility of existence doesn't, it's not present there, right? For us. So the idea here we're saying is on a spiritual plane and physical, I guess, we translate over, is that you have to have that possibility of being able to have standing.
Right?
If you don't have the possibility, you don't have standing, you don't have the ability to continue. So that the opening, the possibility for Kiyom, started when Moshe was told, come up to the mountain. But what would play out, we didn't know. So then what's next? Davening, and more davening, in order to allow for it to play out in a positive way. And that's where, so now think of it this way. So now if we're going back and we're replicating what happened way back when on Rosh Chodesh Elul, so then we're coming into a place of the opportunity to be able to regain our standing of existence, of to truly be to exist. And so from that period of Rosh Chodesh Elul going forward, we want to make sure that this plays out so that we have a positive end, so to speak. So here comes the reason why we start from Rosh Chodesh Elul to increase these tachanunim. So, because that's when things started, for Moshe to have Hashem to give to show forgiveness. V'abirhu demi she'ein lo ki im afsharot shel kiyum, v'adayin lo zacha l'kiyum efal, harei koma sheyesh lo hu tefila. What do you have if you don't have, right? So if you have the possibility, but it's not done yet, what do you have in your pocket? You have davening. How do you make something come into being from its potential? How do you actualize the potential? Through davening. Which if you think, you go back to the original story of Adam when he was created. It says that the world was in a suspended state. And it's only when Adam was brought into the world and he davened after he looked and said, what's going on here? That the davening allowed things to start playing. The rain started to fall. Things started to grow, right? Through tefillah, right? So here we're saying, here you have the potential that's waiting to happen. How do you make it happen? Through tefillah. Right? You can't daven for something unless it has the potential. Or for something that's already given, you can't daven for. So what are we davening for? For potential to be actualized. So now that we have the doors open for the possibility, we need to daven in order. So that's the idea, that we're davening now to let this play out, to bring the potential into the world. So Nimsa she'elu heim hayamim hanoraim. So these days of awe, the hister, the haseder shal shaloshet hashlavim yusad al ma she'ira acharei chet egel shazif sanu et hamakom shalanu ba'olam. So this model of Rosh Chodesh Elul, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, is based on what happened after the sin of the egel, where we lost our standing. So first, Hashlav Arishon Hu Rosh Chodesh Elul, Sha'az Amar LaKadosh Baruch Hu LeMoshe Rabbeinu La'alot Lahar, Va'idei Zeh Nitna Lanu Bechinas Makom Shezoh Havshor Shel Kiyum. So that was the opening. Then the second stage is Rosh Hashanah. Hashlav Hasheni Hu Rosh Hashanah Sha'az Nitbatla HaGzeira Ve'Nitna Lanu Chaim, where we're given life. Zeshem Maharan Shahu Tchilas Haritzoy, Umehaitama Nikva Rosh Hashanah Liod Yom Adin, Ki Az Haboris Rachnotin Chaim L'Klal Yisrael, Kamosh Natan Lanu Chaim Az. So that it was on Rosh Hashanah that, so 30 days in, so possibility Rosh Hashanah, I'm sorry, Rosh Chodesh Elul is the Kiyum is open. Possibility for, the potential. Rosh Hashanah now already, life is given. But that's Ela Zehu Brach Hatchala, like it says, so let's look at the crown that was made by Shlomo's mother on the day of his wedding, on the day of this happy of his rejoicing. What was that day? What was Yom Chatunato? That's the Matan Torah. And Rashi says that's Yom Kippur. She nitnu bo luchos harich achronos ad kalashono. So this idea of Matan Torah is not—it's not what on Vav Sivan, but rather Matan Torah is referred to, referenced here by the Gemara that pasuk that's being brought down from Shir Hashirim, which right, what's Yom Chatuna? So that's the day of the Matan Torah. That's actually referring, that's referencing Yom Kippur. So everything's dependent on Yom Kippur. So Yom Kippur is the day that everything's waiting for. That's when everything's made whole. Then we are now finally back to our elevated state. So that's Yom Kippur is the day when everything's finally actualized. So now, right? Right? So like the idea of us blowing shofar the entire month of Elul is bringing us back to this idea of the need for being, you know, shaken up, so to speak. Right? Fear is based on something like you're going to get hit. But when you hear this sound, it's not like you're worried about being hit. It's just like it shakes you up to your core, right? So now, v'chein yedua demish omeid pit'om b'charada amitit eno mefachim mizeh o mizeh el ha'pachat satum v'umargish sheyesh ezo pikpuk be'etzem efsharot hakiyum. When a person has, like, it's fear that's coming not from any specific outside stimuli, but rather just a general fear. It's like, I'm worried about my general just being existing, right? Right? Someone's in a dark place at night, and he doesn't know where he is. He doesn't understand what his surroundings are. He's like scared. He's in fear. Asher ein ze pachad shemechaven klape davar shepogea bekiyum atzmo ela zer hagasha shehamakom atzmo rofev. It's like he doesn't trust the place he's in. Now, this is a very interesting story that he tells. It's like it's rare for him to like get like this personal. Sometimes he does this. This is a very interesting one. He says like this. This says in the Gemara that Rabbi Shuvan Levi. I'm Rabbi Shuvan Levi. Lo nivruin ra'amim ela kedei Lifshot akmumis shebalev, right? So that sounds that ra'amim, I guess, are right, like the thunder, right? That kind of sound. It's to shake us up. But if you're in a safe place, you're not going to be worried about it. Right. So, like, if you're in your bunker and you're hearing these sounds, okay. But if you're like in the middle of the street and everything, you got your lightning and thunder and all that stuff, you're like scared. Charadas Elokim. Now, he says like this: in the year Tavshin Ches, when there were bombings, Kishayi Pitzatzot, but Eretz Yisrael Hayiti Yelad Katan. I was a very young child. My father, of blessed memory, Avizal. My father used to daven in Slabaka, the Yeshiva Slabaka. Baharosh Yeshiva, Rav Isaac Sher, Sha'aloti, Eza Bracham Vachan al Pitzatzot. What bracha do you make when you hear a bomb? Explosions. Achlo limdu oti, v'leyadati. I didn't know the answer. V'amar Shetzarach Levarach Shekolchog V'rasam Malayal. So he answered, you make the bracha that you make on thunder. Okay? But the reason he's asking is, you want to teach me something. Right? The idea, however God's going to send the message, but he's trying to shake us up, right? So whether it be by natural or, you know, or not, the cause is there. God's sending us a message to wake us up. Right, so he thinks he's all safe, and then something happens that makes him question whether he's really safe. Right now, but when let's say you have an earthquake, b'ridas bizman b'ridas adama o b'dama lezeh ba'olam shel hayom bizman pitzotzot. Right, hare be'emet ma'avdim et hamakom v'yesh charada amitit pitom tovsin shebetzem gam k'shanu al adama kasha b'tuach. Right, so we start to question our safety and our existence. The nimsa shacharada amitit zehu hatfisa b'she'etzem hamakom eino batuach v'zehu inyan hashofar shematchil netkav b'rosh chodesh elo b'chol chodesh. So what's the point that the shofar is here? That the message is to say you're not on solid ground like you think. It's supposed to be that wake-up call that while we think we're safe and sound, we're not. And therefore, v'nitbar lan, ki kol ha-minhagim shel elo mit yachasim le-elo la'atzmo. And everything about El is really not about Rosh Hashanah. It's about El. V'tzarech la'vol elo k'ra'oi k'dei la'gia le-Rosh Hashanah. V'tzarech la'avor Rosh Hashanah k'ra'oi k'dei la'gia le-Yom HaKippurim. Rosh Hashanah's experience, Rosh Hashanah, that will then get you to the next level of the next stage, which will be Rosh Hashanah. And that Rosh Hashanah, when you do it right, will bring you to the next stage, which is Yom Kippur. So we get ourselves back to a life of wholeness. That the whole idea of what we quoted the Torah earlier is that we're re-experiencing what happened to Moshe at the time of this process of post-Egel, and then going toward the Luchos Shnios, sheyatzar lanu b'chinas makom v'havshot shokim, was that he was creating for us the possibility for existence and place, v'hitameitz lafoch et havsharot l'kiyom lefoal aydei tefila, and that he wanted to help us get what to the place of where we actualize the potential, and how will we do that through prayer. Like it says, "V'adnapel lefnei Hashem et arbaim hayom bet arbaim laila asher hisnapalti ki amar Hashem lashmin etchem v'yichal Moshe pnei Hashem elokav kedei levakesh alein rachamim." So Moshe tells us, what did he do then? He was davening for us in order to save us. V'chmochin gam anachnu tzrichim lasos king kedei lachzor lekiyum acharei kol hachatam v'chol hachorbanos. So for us, what are we doing here? After all the sins that really, basically, hurt our standing and our ability to truly exist, after all that, now hamahalachu shetzorch lachzor kodem lebchinas hamakom ladat shahamakom adayin mepukpak ve'ein lenu alamal lasmoch. Right now, Chodesh Elul is a question about our place. Because right now we're in a place of uncertainty. What's our job now? Is to now increase our prayer, to get shaken up by the shofar, or both. So that the opposite of the possibility then bringing it to the actualization is Rosh Hashanah. Because at that point, Hashem gives us life. At that point, we've moved over from this month of uncertainty to a time when Hashem has granted us life. We're still lacking that final seal. Then it's a question of how much are we going to take on and receive Torah. The first stage is the possibility of place. After that is Kiyum Befal is Rosh Hashanah. And then the final stage is to be able to have the Hamilu Shel Kol HaTnai Hakiyum B'Yom HaKippurim. Avam Ein Lanu Charada V'Hatchala. If we think that what we stay in our old place and we don't get shaken up at all, then what we're doing is we're living in something that's not real. But if we play it out the way we're supposed to, and relive it in a sense the way we saw that Moshe created there, so then we're going to live through this questionable time, but we're going to daven to create, to be able to be zocha, to get to that place that's real, and that will be played out on Rosh Hashanah, and then also at the same time at Yom Kippur as well. So that we should be zocha now to be able to have a meaningful El. El is it's El within, that's our focus. We want to regain our place after a year of creating everything that would take away our standing. Now we go back to recreating that place of standing. And then from there, to be zocha to Chaim, Rosh Hashanah, and then a Chaim Tov, Mishal Shalom, of Brius and everything else from Yom Kippur, by creating, connecting, and accepting the Torah in its fullest, to be able to then connect to that. And that will give us our place, our life, and our place of a real life. One that is a life of fullness, of meaning, of geschmack. And so that's where we start. The shofar tomorrow is the first, right? Tomorrow morning is the first shofar blow. And then we start the process of shofar and of tefillah. Mm-hmm. All right. So interesting, right? Hello. Yeah. Perfect timing. Rosh Chodesh, first day, get ourselves in the mindset. All right, so it should be zocha to like a good El, to then a Rosh Hashanah, then to a Yom Kippur, all Latova and Bracha. Mm-hmm. All right. Thanks.